This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3725 for Friday, the 11th of November, 2022. Today's show is entitled, How to Use OS and Android with Public Transport. It is hosted by Ken Fallon and is about 2 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, Ken shows you how to use this mapping tool to display transit routes in your area.
Hi everybody, my name is Ken Fallon and you're listening to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. Today's another tip for OSM Android, and it's how to use the public transport feature, which I discovered recently. It's kind of cool. So if you open up your OSM Android and you go to a particular location, for this example I'm using Dublin, and normally it'll have the top right hand corner the globe icon set, and that's just the general OSM map browsing. If you click on that, then you'll be able to configure map for some various different profiles. One of the profiles that's available is the public transport one. So you get a car, bike, walking, and a public transport or ferries. So if you selected the public transport one, it'll show you additional information. And in the screenshot in the show notes, you'll be able to see that now there are a load of bus stops available to you. So if you zoom in real quick on the Halfpenny Bridge in Dublin, you'll see that there's a bus stop there listed, and it gives the bus stop number 135100. If you click on that, it'll list all the bus stops, all the public transport that stops at that particular location, plus other routes that are within 150 meters walking distance. If you click on any of them, for example, if I click on 126, what it'll do is it zooms out and gives you the entire line in red with all the stops next to it. And for example, this one says this is the Dublin bus from Naas to Newbridge. So that's it. That's all I wanted to do. Quick show and a handy little tool that's become invaluable since I discovered it. Tune in tomorrow for another exciting episode of Hacker Public Radio.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.